and welcome in Mark Freeman, head coach for Thompson. Coach, how are you?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, Coach. And man, congratulations on a great season, a big win last week against Hoover, and making it to another 7A state championship game next Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. It's sure is a good time.
Well, Coach, I'll talk a little bit about this season and some other stuff, but let me tell you what I did today. Is I was kind of going back and knowing that you were going to be joining us tonight. I went back and watched the highlights from the last time you played Auburn in the state championship game, and you know, for folks who don't remember, it was one of the craziest games. I mean, you guys were national spotlight for all over the place, just for the simple fact that you're down 8 or 9 with about 18 seconds left, and then you block the punt, scoop it up, score, and then you're able to run the field goal. I think you scored 10 points in 18 seconds to win that state title. Is that one of the craziest games that you've ever been a part of?
Absolutely. You know, it's just a strange night. We lost our quarterback, I think the first play of the second quarter, and our defense was really good, and we thought we could hang in there, and in the fourth quarter basically just run, you know, what they know what they call a wildcat package and keep our two best athletes touching the ball, and we gave up 2 fourth down 2 runs that we broke assignments on, and we got behind, you know, and we got out of whack, and then, like I said, we scored late and held them and blocked the punt and got the onside kick and went down and made the field goal last play of the game. But, yeah, just one of them crazy nights that, thank God, we're on the good side of it.
I mean, you know, and the one things I remember is I remember distinctly watching that game. And sitting there, and as they're panning the sideline, you know, I mean, it's got to be one of those nights, too, as a coach. You're kind of, I mean, players are consoling each other. Guys are holding on to each other. I mean, you're pretty much dead in the water. Ball's on the 50. You know, Hoover's run it down to 18 seconds, and they're getting ready to punt. And, I mean, and they're panning that sideline. And, boy, what a change of emotions in a 18-second span that – it's one of the funnest memories I have of watching a high school state championship in the last years that I can remember since they've been televised. And I know for you, it's got to be a fond memory of that team and just their resilience and to do what they did.
Sure it is. And, you know, just a testament to it's not over till it's over. And we did. We had kids that, you know, thought they were going to be defeated. And I've actually talking to my running back, and he was upset. And I said, "Don't end your career, you know, with tears in your eyes over here right now." I said, "You know, get yourself together." And I said, "Shake the other team's hand and do what you got to do, but you hold your head high when you leave here." And at that time, we heard the punt get blocked, and we had put off a punt block early in the game. We knew, we felt confident we could block a punt at some point, and so we had a punt block call early, and something, you know, how you have them feelings, I canceled it. And so we moved on, and it worked out that we had it in our pocket. We had one timeout left in our pocket, and so it worked out that everything just it's just one of the perfect nights that, you know, that I guess you're on the side of how the Lord wanted that thing come out, and like I said, everything in the kicking game. You practice all year, and I think we hit almost every aspect of it. We hit an extra point on the touchdown prior to the block punt. We blocked the punt, made an extra point, I think. Come down onside kick, got it, then make a field goal. So, you know, teams that want to practice some special teams, I remind our kids every day, these things will come in handy one day, and we're living proof of it. So, yeah, it was a special night.
I'm joined here by Coach Mark Freeman at Thompson. Coach, you know, folks around this area so fondly remember your days here when at Gulf Shores and Spanish Fort, and it's one of the reasons we really wanted to have you on, especially with just the success that you've had at that Thompson program. You know, there were a lot of folks that you lose the first game against Hoover, you play them, and you come back in the rematch, and man, what a huge win for your bunch last week. I mean, is that probably one of the best games that you've played this year? I mean, to come back and beat a Hoover team 40-10, that was a huge win for you guys last week.
It was, and, you know, it's football is a strange game, and it's like when you tell your players that all you can ever do is worry about yourself. You can't worry about the opponent. And the first game, oddly enough, we had opportunities in that first game to be successful and you know, potentially win the game, and we did not capture – I don't know that we captured any opportunity we had, and we threw a pick in the red zone on a play that we should have been throwing the ball where it went, and we had a guy wide open the series before that and then throw it, and it was just one of them nights, you know, and we knew, you know, Hoover, you know, not to take anything from Hoover, they're a really, really good football team, but we just did not take advantage of the opportunity. So when we got looking the second time around, we thought, you know, we had a great game plan. In our opinion, we had a great game plan the first time, and we just did not execute it. So we went to work on, you know, ways to execute the things we didn't do and worked on ourselves more, a lot more than we worried about Hoover. And so we got in a game and we were able to execute some things, and we had some runs we liked, and we spit the ball out off some runs that we didn't do the first game, and we had some really good throws on first and third downs that, you know, we needed to throw some on first down, and we needed to hit some third down throws, and we executed those things pretty good, and defense played well. So just a football's an odd game, but yeah, I think it was probably our best, you know, top to bottom game was last Friday night.
Yeah, and you know, so forward, looking forward to this game next Wednesday night as you guys go into Jordan-Hare to take on an Auburn team. It's funny to talk about Auburn playing at Auburn University, but it'll be a great atmosphere. I love, and I, you know, as just a spectator and somebody who loves the sport, I love what the Super 7's done. And I like the fact that since you guys have that week off, I know playing Wednesday's a little odd for you, but, I mean, what are your thoughts on these guys getting to go play at the – you know, Bryant Denny's and Jordan-Hare's and even adding UAB in the mix. I mean, what's your thoughts on the Super 7 and the way they do that?
Well, I love the Super 7, and I love the opportunity that our kids get to go and, you know, play these bigger stadiums, and they get to go play on the stadium that they watch, you know, Alabama and Auburn and UAB play on. And I think it's a great atmosphere. They have a great experience. And, you know, probably the only negative about the thing is if you go, you know, there's always a team that, you know, you end the year on a loss, and there's a team that ends the year on a win, and you can't look back on that last game because 4 years ago we got beat, and you know you look back and after the hurt of getting beat goes away, you start realizing, man, we made it all the way through. There were two teams left, and we had to play in the state championship game. And you know, it takes a while after that game to realize, you know, the success that you've had to even get to play in the game. And to be going to the state championship with this bunch that was such a hard, hard year on our kids. They were so early in the year, they were held so high and accountable by a lot of people based off previous teams. And they were young, and we just wasn't that team. We were not a team that could be compared to some of the past things we've had here. And, you know, I think that mentally was tough on our kids, and it wore them down a little bit mentally. And so, you know, we go and play them two really, really tough games, and we lose one down on a 101-yard fumble return. And then so you have to bounce back, you know. But I just think that over the course of the year, those first two games really helped us. And then we played Clay Chauvel week five, which was a state champion, really good football team. And so to have them where they're at right now, man, it's just a huge, huge blessing. And we look so forward to going down here and being able to play that game. But it's a fantastic opportunity for everybody, the fans, the band, the cheerleaders, you know, spectators. It's a great time.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Coach. Let me ask you this. I know it was an article on AL.com last week, and a lot of folks around here talk about it. You know, it seems like in 7A that the teams that are out of the South just they have a really rough time getting out of that first round. And how strong the Northern teams are. I mean, you've been around this area. What do you see as, I mean, I know there's no magic dust or anything that, you know, but what does it take to kind of maybe get some parity that the South will have a team represented up in a 7A championship here in the next 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, you know, I really don't understand it. Like Auburn and Central and all them, they're from the South, you know. So when you play a game, you have North, and we represent North, and you have a South, you know, they represent the South. And I know this year, just looking at the teams that I've looked at, and that's not took away from anybody, but the last couple of weeks, I've seen a lot of Hoover and I've seen a lot of Central and Auburn. And I really think that all four of these teams are equal. I know for a fact that us and Hoover and Vestavia and Trustful, we were all about equal teams going into the playoffs. And you just had to find a way. And all defensively, we're probably a little bit better than offense up here, except for Trustful. I think Trustful had a really good coach's son for quarterback, so I felt like they had a little advantage of quarterback over some of us. And then, you know, you look down south, and, man, Hoover – I mean, Auburn and Clay, I mean, Central, they are really good football teams. And, you know, Auburn is always good. They play great defense. And of course, you know, they're a good offensive team. And Central, we played last year. And, golly, these four teams are equal. So it's really going to come down to who on that night, I think, can produce some offense. Because I think both teams are really good on defense, and somebody's got to find a way to produce some offense between us and Auburn.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck next week. It's Coach Mark Freeman from Thompson. And Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes to join us, and good luck next Wednesday night.
Thank you so much, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, stick around. Sports Radio 105.5 on the Prep Spotlight.